following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Since the invention of the automobile, it's become tradition to enjoy a road trip on a beautiful weekend afternoon. In the 2.5-hour, 130-plus-mile trip the basketball teams from Clay County have made to South Pittsburgh on the banks of the Tennessee River as it forms Lake Guntersville certainly qualifies as a road trip as they seek their second set of wins in less than 24 hours. It's the first time ever that the Black, Purple, and Gold squads have traveled to the Southern Marion County High School for round ball action as Matt Walker and his 7-11 Lady Dogs meet Beth Webb and the 4-4 Lady Pirates, while Rob Edwards and the 12-4 Mighty Dogs face off with Cody Henniger and the 5-5 Pirates. Will Clay County sink or swim on the tumultuous waters of the Tennessee River where the Pirates roam? It's time to find out.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Thermalin Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off from Lady Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome in, folks, to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, our 13th basketball broadcast of the season. For the seventh time this year, we're proud to be on the road with the teams. I'm Daniel Strong, and pleased to be here calling the action this afternoon. Throughout the evening, I'll be joined by Joe Sims and Doug Strong. Joining me right now is a man who has brought the Horizon Sports Network now into its 21st gym for calling Clay County action. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver. Thomas, we had an opportunity to reflect on some of those venues as we drove down here, and it's been fun during these 8 years. Nice to have a new place here. Nice place.
It is. Very nice venue. We can mark another one off the list, like you said. First time Horizon Sports Network's been to South Pittsburgh and not been set up across the road at Bean Stadium. As these Clay County teams step out of the league for midseason non-conference action, and I'm glad to make the trip to cover this one for Bulldog Nation. Nice, scenic tour down the valley and to South Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I had a good ride down. Had a good meal on the way, and sun's out shining. That's the best thing of all. No more, not a cloud in sight on this beautiful day.
No doubt, but we wouldn't be here making this trip without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them enough. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who's our presenting sponsor this season here for basketball. And they're partnering with us to help spread their message about the consequences of marijuana to local youth and other folks out there. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's games last night versus Red Bull and Springs in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. But since the paper won't be out until the first of the week, we'll just summarize the games with Red Bull and Springs. Both Clay County teams rebounded from their losses at Gordesville with convincing league wins last night versus Red Bull, and as the Lady Dogs dominated 51-33, and the Dogs followed suit with a 76-18 blowout of the Red Dogs. The Clay County girls jumped out to a 9-point lead at the end of the first before Red Ballin made it a 2-point ball game midway through the second, but the Lady Dogs responded to lead by 8 at halftime. They then blew the game open in the third quarter with a big run and cruised to victory behind a game-high 14 from Lacey Wicks, 13 from Natalie Smith, and 11 by Ella Eads. In addition to those double-figure scores, Brooklyn Scott had 6, Halen Garrison 3, Baylor Walden 2, and Lila Burble also 2. Red Lady Dogs showed a little signs there early, Daniel, but just wasn't enough to take care of Clay County.
Yeah, kept it close to that late third-quarter push, but nice to see Clay County 3-2 now in conference play.
Like their female counterparts, the Dogs left no doubt in their victory over Red Bull and Springs as Cole Lee scored 9 of his 13 in the first quarter to surge Clay County ahead 20-3, and they never looked back. Nate Adams also had 14, Nolan Adams 9, Lance Burchett 7, Warner Melton 7, Isaiah Burnett 7, Jacob Copeland had 6, Hayden Adams had 5, Juju Villa had 3, Fletcher Strong 3, and Caden Copeland 2. Total domination, Daniel.
Yeah, nice when you can call that many names off on the scoring list.
Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and South Pittsburgh here on the road on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Ashhawk and Strong Girls 7A update. Not a lot went on since last night when we last did this. Clay County did beat Rebourne Springs, as Thomas just talked about, 51-33. The other one last night, Clark Range beat Gordonsville up on the plateau, 52-42. Good showing by I can't remember that new coach's name down there now.
Brock.
Yeah. Brock. Coach Brock and the Lady Tigers lost for 10, but stay close to the Lady Buffs up there.
Yeah, that's pretty good showing for Clark to be at Clark Range and, a new coach. And I'm afraid they're going to be kind of dangerous here at the end. You know,
good
when
way.
They played against us other night, they get a little confidence and, shoot the ball good. They love to give some other people some problems.
Absolutely. Kind of got the ability to beat anybody. Today's action, 7-11 Clay County right here at 4-4 South Pittsburgh, 16-3 Pickett County making the trip to Crossville to face 6-13 Stone Memorial. And then Monday night, non-conference action here, interesting matchup, 16-6 Clark Range making the trip to Carthage to play 15-6 Smith County. Former Clay County alumni Farrell down there coaching that girls team.
Yeah, they're having a good year. They got beat last night. York beat them last night. Of course, York's still got a good team even without Beatty. They had a real good bunch last year. So, they're about even with Smith County, I think. So, yeah, I think they'll give Clark Range all they want,
Should be a good one. Kern District 7A standings. Pickett County leads away undefeated at 4-0. Clay County in second place due to having a head-to-head tiebreaker over Clark Range at the moment. Clark Range and Clay County both have 3-2 conference records. Gordonsville, fourth place at 2-3. Red Bull in fifth place at 0-5. Girls 7A updates have been brought to you by Ashong and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and play a couple of ads and be back here on the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, When it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here live from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, almost time for tip-off of this non-conference girls contest. And that means that we're going to get into Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to us by Ollie's Place, where we get Coach Sims' final thoughts on this contest. Coach, not a team that we know much about, only the third ever meeting historically with them. Played them in a couple of Region 3 quarterfinal games back when we were playing out of District 6, and they were District 5. 2-0 all time against the Lady Pirates. I think it'll continue, don't you?
Well, I think so, but you never know. But I'd come out and press the fire out of them at the start, you know, see if they can handle some pressure and do all that stuff, try to get it out and run and go up-tempo, you know, and see what happens. But really get in their face in the half court, try to get some turnovers. But, yeah, just looking at them, you know, you can usually kind of get a little feel as to what a team is. But you think we'll be able to beat them, but you never know. You know, they may be a whole lot better than they look warming up.
Well, Coach, you mentioned it there with the pressure, I think. Of course, we talk all the time about Upper Cumberland girls basketball and how even maybe we're not the strongest version of ourselves this year that we've been. You take an average Upper Cumberland team, place them outside of that area, and all of a sudden they get really good.
Yeah,
to hurry.
That's right. And we compete statewide usually pretty well. Like you say, we may be down a little right now to what we have been in some years, but we're still pretty solid.
Folks, there you have it. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Super Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stopping for a little taste of soul today. No playing of the national anthem. Don't look like it's going to take place here, so we'll try to work in these Gone Country Cafe Lady Dog starting lineups on the fly a little bit. Starting for South Pittsburgh, we're going to see Karma Summers, Amaya Todd, Adrie Robinson, Jadra Gentry, and Ari Robinson. For Clay County, you're going to see those typical five starters that are on the floor right now. Sophomore Natalie Smith, sophomore Helen Garrison, junior Baylor Walden, senior Lacey Wicks, and junior Ella Eads. Those starting lineups, as always, are brought to you by Gone Country Cafe. Lacey Wicks, baseline pass shot up, no good. Gone Country Cafe is family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves up country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m. New extended hours Monday nights and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? L.A. East firing a three from the corner. No good. Rebound South Pitt. Tried to get this camera just right. I thought I had a little tied them in to go and zoomed it out. We'll work with it until we get it where we like it. South Pitt with it inside. Robinson shot partially blocked. Got her on rebound and put back. And the size of Robinson gives South Pitt the 2-0 lead early. Coach Walker already wants to talk to the girls. 7:07 mark, first quarter, timeout taken.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. We're Clay County Trails South Pittsburgh. Early in this one, 2-0, Daniel.
Smith across the timeline, gives to Eads, now back to Natalie.
Hi.
Garrison at the wing, tried to go inside the wall, and that pass taken away by South Pitt's Maya Todd. So Ari Robinson now with the pressure. That's actually Jadra Gentry. It took me a few moments to learn these Lady Pirates.
Well, I can already tell they're a little better than we thought they were, just weren't warming up.
Yeah, we kind of had them discredited. South Pitt 4-4 on the season. Now here's a trap, and a jump ball going to be called. So the other unknown here, the officiating. You know, you get down to this neck of the woods, how are they going to allow the game to be played? And that's what we'll have to find out as we move along here.
They've come out playing something I don't think we've seen all year. That's a 1-2-2.
Walden with it, kicks the Eads, wide open three opportunity, knocks it down.
We'll get that all day if we want it, if we can hit it.
South Pitt trying to work against this pressure. Robinson with it. Passes to another Robinson. And now it's Karma Summers. Summers in a trap. Smith and Garrison there. Summers splits them in double dribbles.
Good. Yeah, they're vulnerable to pressure, I believe.
Of course, we're unsure if the 4-4 record that we have off Coach T is complete for the Lady Pirates. Becker Walden now tries her hand to the three left side. No good. Rebound. Karma Summers. Summers going to put it on the floor, try to dribble out. Lacey Wicks knocks it out of bounds. I think we confirmed, Thomas, last night that Lacey Wicks finished with a double-double. Is that right?
Yeah, had another great game. 14 points, 10 rebounds, I think. And, you know, that's the type of player she is for sure.
Amaya Todd with it in the corner. Loses the handle on it. It's touched last by Smith. South Pitt maintains possession. 3-2 the score early in this one. Hella Eads' three-pointers got Clay County in front by 1 point. 5:43 mark of this opening quarter. Summers on the inbound, tries to go inside to Robinson, knocked away by Clay County. Natalie Smith with it, works into the paint, down the left side of the lane, shot off the glass, good. Smith averaging 7.6 points per contest. She's looked really good since returning to the lineup from that broken hand.
She has.
Baylor Walden comes up with a steal. The junior heads the other way, gives to Wicks, kick out to Garrison. Three from the left side, no good. Rebound Walden, power dribble, put back.
Get in there.
Good. Baylor adding points to the tally, makes it 7-2. Clay in front. Now foul call. Ella Eads called for the personal. Team's first. Karma Summers to inbound for the Lady Pirates. Works it in out top to Jadra Gentry. Now Summers fires a big high moon ball three. No good. Hit off the back of the iron. Kept alive by Maya Todd. They try to go to Robinson on the post, and it's knocked away by Wicks. Halen Garrison comes down, gives out. Long two-pointer by Lacey Wicks, drains it.
God.
She's been putting on an offensive display these last two contests. Had a good night scoring last night, including shooting 80% from the free throw line. Timeout taken by South Pitt. 4:37 mark first quarter. Clay County 9, South Pitt 2.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
South Pitt gets their second bucket of the night. Give credit to J.D. Johnson, who's checked into the fray. Makes it 9-4. Garrison out top, works to Wicks in the corner. Lacey, a baseline drive, kicks to Baylor. Now kick to Smith, three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound. Maybe Gary Robinson in there. Robinson now back with it, not afraid to handle the ball out in space. Comes across the timeline, gives off to Summers. And Summers drags the foot for the travel, and they call the foul instead on Garrison. First personal for Halen, second team foul for Clay. Brooklyn Scott and Clark Kendall checking into the contest. 4-minute mark, first quarter. Halen Garrison, Becker Walden checking out. Scott having a good night last night.
Well.
And now Robinson from right block misses the shot. Putback's good. And Ari Robinson draws South Pitt back within 3. 9-6. The size of Robinson winning out that time.
Well, we had her boxed out both times, but she's too big.
Ella Eads on the interior drive. And she's fouled. I think Robinson going to be called for the foul. And she closed the lane off on Eads.
Not just her size, she's
Yeah. I thought she said she had two shots.
Smith trying to work it in. Yeah, I thought it was a shooting foul, too, but inbounding from the baseline. Eads now with it, drives again. 8-foot jumper. It's partially blocked by Ari Robinson, who's affecting this game already for South Pittsburgh. 3:30 mark, first quarter. Clay County up by 3, 9-6. Claire Kendall, another play in here. She comes away with a steal. Now she's fouled. Jada Gentry called for the personal, and Claire Kendall going to the line to shoot two. Claire, 33% free throw shooter on the season, 2 of 6 made coming into this contest. Playing a big role here during her junior campaign for head coach Matt Walker and the Lady Dog squad. Kendall playing on average about 19 minutes a contest. Misses the first one, second attempt coming. It's good. 10-6. Coach Sims, what's your analysis so far on this one?
Well, I don't know. They look real ragged at times, and then they get it down and score, you know, a few times. So if they can get it inside, they're dangerous, you know.
Hopefully we can neutralize that inside threat. Here they are again, South Pitt with it. 3:15 mark. Baseline pass received by, I guess, Audrey. I'm going to call it Audrey. Audrey Robinson. Audrey at the line to shoot two.
Foul. Is that on Ella? If it is, that's her second.
I didn't hear him say.
Yeah.
So, Eads picks up her second personal. She'll check out as Helen Garrison checks back in. Clay County's ladies 7-11 on the year. Of course, South Pitt plays out of District 6 single A. Clay County playing out of District 7. Full timeout taken by Matt Walker. 3:14 mark of this first quarter. Clay County leading South Pitt 10-7.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs ahead by 3. It's 10-7 here at South Pittsburgh.
Smith with it, left wing. Still working against the zone defense here. 1-2-2, as Coach Sims said earlier. Garrison handing to Smith. Now Brooklyn Scott firing the corner three. Misses off the back of the rim, kept alive by Claire Kendall. Now back to Scott again, the freshman with it. Gives to Smith. Natalie defended by Robinson. Takes her baseline on a spin, and Ari Robinson blocks the shot, but they call a personal foul. Good quickness by Robinson to keep pace.
Surely that'll be a shooting foul.
Natalie at the line, 47% free throw shooter on the season. Averaging 2.5 assists the contest to go with 3.7 rebounds. Just continuing to grow. As a player here during her sophomore campaign, hits both of those free throws. Puts Clay County in front by 5, 12-7. Ooh, Clark Kendall comes up with a turnover on the Lady Pirate inbound, gives to Garrison. Halen Shaw faking a drive. Now Brooklyn Scott kicks to Smith. Smith, corner three, up and away, no good. Robinson, the rebound.
Get after the ball.
Robinson hands off to Gentry. Gentry ahead to Summers. Summers back to Robinson, who clears it across the timeline to her sister. And now a loose ball picked up by Wicks. I took the camera before the ball went. Sorry about that. Wicks gives to Garrison. Halen back to Lacey. Clay County trying to build now with the 2 minutes left in this first quarter on this five-point lead. They have 12-7.
All right, now.
Deep three by Garrison. In and out, no good. Just didn't go. Rolled all around. Robinson comes away with the rebound. They call a jump ball. I believe they gave Smith a little bit of credit there to have possession. It looked like Robinson had it all by herself. Minute 50 left in this first quarter. Robinson on the inbound, holds it up high, gets back to Summers. For Summers appears to be the primary ball handler, but Coach Sims, they have her as the inbounder. So, I don't know. Is that strange to have your point guard as the inbounder working on a press? Or?
A lot of people do that. I never did, but some people want to get it in and go right back to them.
Right.
You know?
Minute 35 left in this first quarter. Not a bad opening quarter for Clay County. It's 12-7. South Pitt has been able to maintain scoring with us, though, to this point. Three ball by Claire Kendall in the corner. Knocked it down. Pretty shot. And here's a foul called against Wicks. Kendall on the season. 4 of 23 from 3. For 17%, I'd like to see, say the last 10 games or since Christmas look at some of that. I think you'd see higher percentages for Claire Kendall. Who's got more confidence this season's went on? Nice inside move there and a shot by South Pitt. No points, though. Jelly Johnson on that attempt. Rebound Lacey Wicks. Wicks to Smith. Natalie to Halen. Halen at right wing inside to Brooklyn Scott. She's called for the travel. Brooklyn felt the defensive pressure there and kind of hesitated. Got the travel called on her.
Yeah, if we can get that big 40 out the floor, we can score inside, but it'll be hard to score with her in there.
Lacey Wicks a takeaway in a bucket. Ari Robinson trying to direct traffic and get some help on that inbound. She puts it on the floor immediately, picks it back up. Gives off to her sister, who throws it away. Recollected by Gentry. Now Summers firing a three. No good off the back of the iron. Kept alive by Jadra Gentry. I said that Audrey and Ari Robinson were sisters. I kind of made that up, but I do believe it's true.
I wondered how you knew that.
I figured only the Clay County folks was listening, and they didn't know no better than I did.
That's probably true.
Garrison inbound here, 19.3 seconds left. Thomas is Scott has it on the inbound. 17-7, Clay County, 10-point lead.
Yeah, Lady Dogs pulling away just a little bit here, but, South Pittsburgh's got a decent team with their size and their athletic, too.
Catch and release by Garrison and a beauty.
We need to get her hot again. I mean...
Yeah, hit 1-3 last night. He's had 1-2 in the last couple of games, but.
Yeah, but you don't have to hit 10 a game. But, you know,
right.
If she gets six good looks, she ought to hit at least two of them. Good a shooter she is.
First quarter in here at South Pittsburgh High School. Good offensive quarter for Clay County, 20-7 after the first 8 minutes.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And here's your Clay County lead, South Pittsburgh, 20-7, headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Six Lady Dogs on the board already, led by Lacey Wicks, Claire Kendall, and Natalie Smith, all with 4 points each. Ella Eads has three. Halen Garrison, 3, and Baylor Walden, 2 for Clay County. Jaylee Johnson, 2. Audrey Robinson, with one, and Ari Robinson has four for the Lady Pirates, who trail Clay County 20-7. This dog's, Lady Dog Story Summer has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of two decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Daniel, do we have a chance for a four-point play?
A rare thing. LAE's going down on the box out. Jackie Johnson get called for the personal, and Johnson felt about that call like I kind of do. I never have been a big fan of calling the foul on that box out type deal. But it is what it is, Coach. We saw that. Where did we see that at? During the boys' game, maybe up at Pickett. I can't remember. Of course, if you touch them before they land, that's where it comes in, and that's why Ella's at the line completing that four-point play. 24-7. Robinson with it. Gives to Summers. Summers pushes ahead to Audrey Robinson. Now Ari with it out top. Gives back to Summers, whose pass to Gentry is over the mark, out of bounds. On the floor for Clay County, we have those original five starters. No, that's not right. Got Kalia Crawford out there joining them. So it's Baylor Wald and Natalie Smith, Helen Garrison, Ella Eads, and Kalia Crawford. Lacey Wicks over on the bench getting a breather. Walden kicks to Garrison. Good ball movement here by Clay County. Chris passing through the middle of this 1-2-2 defense. Garrison now in the trap. Kicks down to Walden. Free throw range jumper. No good. Rebound by Crawford. Nice job by Kalia. Taking it away from a couple Lady Pirates. Garrison, three ball good. Second triple.
Good shot.
Coach Sims, two times the last two games, you made that same comment. Need to get her hot, and it looks like maybe today we can do so.
Yeah. If she could, you know, consistently knock us down, though, that'd make us a lot better.
Ella Eads, full head of steam, gives to Crawford. Crawford loses the handle, picked up by Johnson. Johnson gives to Robinson. Audrey over to Ari, who gives to Summers. Summers just being harassed by Natalie Smith and Clea Crawford. This pressure is something that South Pittsburgh is not enjoying.
No.
They're doing a decent job at times handling it, but they're not at all enjoying going through the process of dealing with these traps. Is that 20-point difference Thomas talks about. Jenna Thompson comes up with a steal. She's checked in. And she's fouled by Ari Robinson, who picks up her second. Jenna Thompson, Baker Walden, Ella Eads, Kalia Crawford, and Halen Garrison. Interesting lineup. One junior, actually two juniors, two sophomores, and a freshman. A lot of different lineup capabilities for Coach Walker. Of course, we've seen Brooklyn Scott in the contest and Claire Kendall already, along with Lacey Wicks. So, eight girls so far being played for Clay County. Ella Eads called for the travel. Coach Sims kind of jumped out there. You know, it was 12. Seemed like I looked up a few minutes ago and it's 12-7. It's 27-7
right
now.
Hit some threes and got a couple of steals, hit some shots, and, you know, spread out there, you know, pretty quick.
Good hustle there by Clea Crawford and Jenna Thompson. South Pitt maintains possession, but they have to try to inbound again. Johnson with it. Works over to Robinson. Robinson ahead to K.J. Johnson, who's checked in.
Yeah, South Pittsburgh hasn't found the basket in over 5 minutes of gameplay. Dayton back to the first quarter, Clay County on a 17-0 run.
He's hardly got a shot in the last 4 or 5 minutes. We've been, of course, doubling everything out front.
Coach, you wanted a rhythm out of Garrison. She's got it.
She's found it today. That's good.
Give her three. And that's, you know, mention that that rhythm, and that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing the same kind of repetition. Catch, no dribble, nothing. That catch and shoot, keeping that motion the same. .537 mark, and as we often talk about, we get into these non-conference games against somebody who you don't have scouted out, and it's just a whole different ball game than playing in your league. Garrison with it, a takeaway from the Pirates. Works the other way, gets to Thompson. Thompson scores left block. Jenna Thompson with a nice finish. Add her to the scoring column. 32-7, all black, purple, and gold ladies in this one. Adri Johnson gives off to K.J. Johnson. Back to Adri. That's actually Adri Robinson, not Adri Johnson. Adri Robinson shot faking a drive, working against Walden. Spin, shoots, misses. Knocked out of bounds by Garrison. South Pitt maintains possession. Kaylee Brown checks in for the first time tonight. Natalie Smith comes back to the floor. Walden and Garrison check out. Coach Sims, never too early to talk about Pickett-Kenny Tuesday night at your house in Salina. Brent Smith and the ladies coming in at South Pitt. Knocks down a three, Thomas. Who was that?
Adri Robinson.
Nice shot. Bucket, but her makes it 32-10. But Tuesday night, a rematch with the Lady Bobcats.
Yeah. So I didn't get to go to that game up there. I listened to it. But, I just hope we can shoot the ball better than we did. Sounded like, anyway. And they don't shoot it hard as good.
Yeah.
They shot it awfully good, sounded like.
I remember us saying we weren't playing bad. We was just not hitting our shots.
Yeah.
And made that comment a couple of times. And,
all we can do is just play solid, not turn it over a bunch of times. And, without Reeder, they shouldn't be that much bigger than us. We'll be able to hang with them on the boards pretty good. But
that's a good point.
Because they're defending state champions for a reason. They got, still got 5-6 really good players. But I still think we can play with them.
Well, I agree with you on the, especially with the absence of Reeder. Nobody else, you talk about driving. Nicholas and Emmy Lowe, known to attack the hoop with their drive sometimes. As far as posting up, Addie Lowe, though, she's an outside player. Emma Tompkins maybe post up some. But hopefully that's an area we can have the advantage in Tuesday night. Plenty of time left in this one, though. 4:15 mark of this second quarter, 32-10 the score, and that's the only reason I've already wandered off topic a little bit. Clay County, a big lead here on the floor for Coach Walker. We've got senior Lacey Wiggs, junior Kaylee Brown, junior Claire Kendall, and sophomores Natalie Smith and Jenna Thompson. Robinson on the inbound, gives to Summers, now kicked over to Hawkins. Hawkins to K.J. Johnson in 3 seconds call.
Well, haven't seen that call in a while.
No, we hadn't.
That's about a non-call in all leagues anymore.
Clay County 7-11 on the season. And those records get a little deceptive sometimes when you talk about strength of schedule. Kaylee Brown coming up with a steal. Pass ahead to Thompson, misses the shot from right block. Jenna going to be called for a foul. I think, Jenna, let's see. Yeah. Yeah, if you look down the season at this point, Clay County's losses have come to Upperman, Cleveland, Jackson County, Macon County, Livingston, Meigs County, East Robertson, Pickett, and Gordonsville. So, East Robertson, Pickett, and Gordons were the only single-A teams that we've lost to. And certainly need to get even with Gordons, but when they come back our way. The East Rob game, we had already beaten them once. That was a strange thing. We beat East Robertson at home 60-29 and then lost on the road at East Robertson by 1 point, 54-55.
32-point swing. You don't see that too often, but Matt said they just didn't play good on the road at all,
Yeah, we didn't. Did not play good.
No, I mean, Beast Robertson.
Oh, them, yeah.
Didn't play good at all.
We, when we were over there, of course, lost for one, had 54 points, wasn't a bad game. As Garrison fires another three, give her four now in the first half. 3:15 mark of this second quarter.
We were in position to win that game and
got
a turnover there last 30 seconds, give them the ball, and they run it down for the last shot. And ended up hitting it, or we fouled them or something. I forgot what exactly happened.
That is right. I forget it was right. Come right down to the wire.
I really think if Natalie had been playing, we would have
had that fractured hand, and that's true.
Our ball handling was a little shaky right there at the end.
Garrison with a steal, gives to Crawford. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Johnson for South Pitt. 3 minutes left in this second quarter, 35-12, Thomas. Big run for Clay County. It's not been an 0-4 run or nothing. As Crawford gets a steal and a foul. South Pitt has scored in their mix, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, and it's all about the outside shooting here in the second quarter. Four made threes, one by Ella Eads, three in the quarter by Halen Garrison for Clay County.
2:47 mark is Crawford's at the line shooting these free throws. Kalia knocks down the first. Crawford on the season, 43% free throw shooter. He hit 6 of 14 coming into this contest. These stats updated last night after those contests by assistant coach Andrew Mattis. And talk about somebody who is dedicated to the program and to his craft, of course, works for to help the young men and young women at Clay County High School, helps both teams, and he's invaluable, Thomas, to the whole program.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And nobody does the numbers like Andrew Mattis.
They don't. He does an outstanding job running the JV program for Coach Edwards on the boys' side. Garrison with a layup from left block.
Nice shot.
39-12 on the floor for Clay County. Lila Burble, Kalia Crawford, Halen Garrison, Baker Walden, and Brooklyn Scott. So three freshmen, a sophomore, and a junior. Robinson shot no good from Buck. Walden gets popped in the mouth inadvertently by Johnson. Came out of there holding herself and shakes it off and keeps playing. 2 minutes left, Coach, in this first half. Clay County's separated it out here.
Yeah, it's like we want it. 27-point lead, 2 minutes to go and a half.
Garrison left side kicks to Walden in the corner. Baylor back out to Kalia. Kalia now gives to Garrison, wanted the three. Shot faking a drive, gives to Walden. Nice little pass down low. Baylor fouled hard from behind.
Nice pass. He's made two really good passes this pass.
Of course, we've mentioned the growth of Smith and seeing different things. Same thing with Garrison as she plays more. Adding the passing to it. Had the inside drive a few minutes ago, so two promising young players started to be starting as sophomores.
Yeah.
Kalia Crawford and Hanlon Garrison check out on the floor now. Got Lacey Wicks, Lila Burble, Baylor Walden, Natalie Smith, Brooklyn Scott. Kaylee Brown coming back to the scores table to check in as well. Walden hits the first, or the second rather. What about the first one, Thomas? Both of them?
Made one of two.
40-12. South Pitts wins. They're 4-4, and they have beaten Whipple, Bledsoe County twice, and St. Andrews Swanee. And they clobbered them 47-10. They beat St. Andrews Swanee, Coach Sim, so St. Andrews Swanee must not be a very strong program.
No, over the last 50 years, I've never known them to have a very good team at all. I don't think I've ever seen them play, but you watch their scores, you know, over the years, and they seldom ever win up more than a couple of games.
South Pitt losing the handle on it here. Jump ball going to be called. 1:16 left in this second quarter. Thomas 40-12 the score, and we've just not give you opportunity to say a whole lot if you got things you'd like to add.
Not a whole lot to talk about in the stats of Clay County held South Pittsburgh to just 5 second quarter points here, and they're really pouring it on.
Robinson drives the right side of the lane. Audrey Robinson adds a bucket. And you kind of can tell the difference since Ari Robinson has been on the bench. South Pittsburgh, not as strong a team without her on the floor. Under a minute to play here in this first quarter. Wicks with it right side. Drives the lane, and Natalie Smith is fouled. Of course, last night, at the end of the broadcast, we always give away the TDS top performers. And Coach Sims, you're always gone at that point. Last night, we named senior Lacey Wicks. TDS top performer had the double-double and just talked about the hard worker she was, and I reiterated your comments about how she had become more of a threat offensively this season and doing a better job on that end.
Yeah, that's definitely a good choice, I think. Yeah, she gets on the boards good, blocks shots. She was pretty long to be a guard, but plays inside a lot. So.
Natalie Smith missing on those free throws. Got her own rebound, though, and she's fouled again. So Smith going back to the line to try two more. Looking at Smith across the board, 26% three-point shooter, has shot 46% on twos this year, 48% from the free throw line. So still growing in that area, 2.5 assists a game from a point guard position, 4 rebounds.
That stuff improves as she gets older.
Misses on one of those. Hit the first, missed the second. Audrey Robinson, the rebound. 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Nearly a turnover, and it was. Saw number 5 for South Pittsburgh. Aubrey Higgins called for the travel. What a self-inflicted wounds for the Lady Pirates in this first half. But it all goes back to the defensive pressure that Clay County has applied.
Yeah, we kept a double on the ball the whole game. That's what we should do. You know, they don't handle it good, so that's what you need to do.
Wiggs going to fire the three right corner. Ooh, no good. Rebound Kaylee Brown. Brown throws it inside looking for Walden. It was taken away, though, by Hawkins for South Pitt. 9.4 seconds left as a fouls call. Lacey Wiggs, I think, picked up that one.
Yeah, got a one or two-shot foul.
Seven regular season games, actually six after this one, remaining. Got a big one coming up in 6 days at Joe Sims Gym. It's against Monterey. That part's not big necessarily. That's non-conference. But big in the fact that the 15th class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame is going to be inducted at halftime of that girls' contest. And as time allows, we may discuss that a little bit during the second half. Lila Bird will call for a travel here. 6 seconds left in this second quarter, but 5 new members this year. Rob Edwards, Ramford Watson, Casey Cooper, Polly Herman, rounded out by Brandon Moo in the field as Lacey Wicks steals it, lays it in off left side, and she's fouled and going to walk to the other end to shoot free throws. So maybe a few seconds here, but 2.5 left to talk. Coach Sims, of course, two of those girls, Casey and Polly, girls that played for you, you nominated both of them, and two fine new members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, two very deserving. You know, I didn't think they deserved it. I wouldn't have nominated, but they were both, you know, really good players.
Polly, a 1,200-point scorer in her career.
She's a scoring machine. I mean, she's really started 2 years, come off the bench her sophomore year and played some, but, you know, that was when
Cougar, a state champ, great rebounder.
Polly's had to play behind Holly Wright, Deanna, and Megan, and Mallory, and all that bunch. So, you know, you can be really good. Still not get a lot of playing time to play behind them. But,
sure.
She could flat-out score. You know,
absolutely.
Left-handed, people couldn't stop her.
First half ends here. All in favor of the visiting Clay County Lady Bulldogs here at South Pittsburgh High School, 41-16 in favor of the Black, Purple, and Gold.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to South Pittsburgh, Tennessee for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where the Clay County Lady Bulldogs are dominating the Lady Pirates of South Pittsburgh 41-16 here at halftime. And it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County led by 13, 20-7 at the end of the first quarter. As South Pitt kind of hung on for part of that. It was a three-point ball game with about 3 minutes to go in the first before Clay County ripped off a 17-0 run that took up the rest of the first quarter and extended well into the second to gain control, and they now lead by 25 here at the break. And that's when the hot shooting started. Helen Garrison has 14 points to lead Clay County. Three of her four threes came in the second quarter to get them off to a fast start. Lacey Wicks, 4 points. Ella Eads has seven. Baylor Walden, three. Clark Kendall has four. Natalie Smith, six. Jenna Thompson and Kalia Crawford, both with two for the Lady Dogs. For the Lady Pirates of South Pittsburgh, Karma Summers has 2 points. Aubrey Higgins, two. Jaylee Johnson, two. Audrey Robinson leading the way with six for the Lady Pirates, and Ari Robinson has four. Again, Clay County leads by 25. It's 41-16 here at halftime in South Pittsburgh. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. You can go online and do that and lots more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust. Come grow with us. Stay with us for much more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. district owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show from South Pittsburgh. Time for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Hermitage Springs basketball almost wrapped up for the year. Got a couple of ladies with opportunity to play in an all-star game, though. Sixth grader Paige Gross will play in the Upper Cumberland Middle School all-star game on February the 16th at Cupola High School. Her contest will tip at 1 o'clock. Hermitage Springs 7th graders Calista Smith and Lily White will be joined by Salina K-8 8th grader Tyler Adams in the junior high all-star game at Cupola High School, 4 o'clock tip-off, same day, February the 16th. So good luck to all four of those ladies as they get set for that action. Salina K-8 junior high basketball, each of those teams 15-5 record on the season, and both of them finished as the Cumberland Rim Conference runner-up. Now they stand ready to enter the TMWSWA tournament. The boys tipped off against Lobelville at Clay County High School today at 3 o'clock. So that one probably in its second half action right now as we speak. Getting close to done, actually, right now. Might try to get a score on that later. That game was for seeding purposes only. The boys from Sign K-8 will travel to Fayetteville on February the 3rd for sectional action at Lincoln Central Academy. A loss today would have gave them a 5 o'clock tip-off in that next contest. A win would have tipped them at 6:15. Salina's junior high girls will also be in Fayetteville. They'll be down there on February the 4th when they play at Lincoln County High School. 6:15 is when their game will start. Tennessee Tech basketball redshirt sophomore Grant Strong and his Golden Eagle squad are on a three-game losing streak and sit 9-11 overall, 4-5 in OVC play after losing at Tennessee State 77-89 most recently. They tipped off at 3:30 today at UT Martin. Finally, NBA G League basketball. I wonder what that G stood for. It's just Gatorade is what the G stands for on that. The sponsor of it. Raptors 905 and Tyreek Key are tied for third in the Eastern Conference standings, 7-4 record overall. They lost their last outing to the Long Island Nets last night, 122-131. They will play the Nets again tomorrow, 2 o'clock tip. This week's Ogre Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. If they carry any wearing those black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, they switch ends of the court, shooting at the hoop to our right during this second half. Looks like in that junior high action, perhaps the junior high boys won 40-37, according to a Facebook comment there. So hopefully that's correct, and they will be the higher seed heading into that February the 3rd sectional. Audrey Johnson tries to add a bucket. Ari back in the contest and takes care of it, though. Ari Johnson had to sit during that second quarter quite a bit, and just as soon as the third quarter starts and she's back on the floor, her presence is known. 41-18.
Well, I'm glad they're playing in that PMSAA or whatever it is instead of those little old invitational tournaments.
So, right.
Well, boy, that's a long way to go.
Yeah, Fayetteville's a trip.
Man, that's a haul.
Well, we talked about it on the way down here. I kind of blame the TMWSAA on that. They just don't put a lot of focus on it. They could have a bigger tournament than they do. I don't know.
It's like I don't know if it covers us. You'd think they'd have it up around Murfreesboro or kind of halfway for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably a three-and-a-half-hour drive.
Pretty good trip. Ari Johnson, a takeaway. Heads back the other way for the Lady Pirates, 41-18. A lot of work to do for the Lady Pirates. Don't think they'll be able to cut this big, huge Clay County lead, but give them credit for the fight nonetheless. In the corner, a jump ball called out of the trap. Gentry being tied up over there. So congratulations to Marty Maxfield and his team on that win today against Lobelville. Gentry, three ball, no good. Rebound Becker Walden on the 4-4 Clay County, those original five starters. Becker Walden, Ella Eads, Halen Garrison, Natalie Smith, and Lacey Wicks. Jadra Gentry called for the personal foul. Smith inbounds to Wicks. Touch shot from the paint. No good. Wicks the rebound. Actually, Smith the rebound. And she travels.
Well, we've not done much right yet. This half.
As I mentioned, six regular season games after today for the ladies. Pickett County, Monterey, at Clark Range, Gordonsville, Jackson County, and then at Jellicoe. Timeout taken by South Pittsburgh. We're going to stay on air here. Talk about our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, and the good work that they do. Clay County is leading here 41-18, 6:26 mark of the third, Thomas.
Yeah, we appreciate the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition for getting on board as our presenting sponsor and allowing us to help them spread their message about encouraging parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And they offer this message to help them do so. They say, parents should be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let your children know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. In order to do so, parents can go online at samhsa.gov/marijuana to learn more. Of course, the project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Back and forth scoring here, Daniel.
Ari Robinson again for the Lady Pirates. Natalie Smith for the Lady Dogs. Summers with it in a trap. Passes out. Ella Eads comes up with it. She works against Robinson. Ari Robinson called for the foul. It's either her third or fourth. Bound to be four. Surely they wouldn't have set her so long in the second quarter if she hadn't been in foul trouble. Or I wouldn't have anyway. She's been the best player on the floor.
Yeah, must be her fourth.
43-20 is Clay County inbounds here, enjoying this 23-point lead. Lady Dogs turn it over. You know, it took a couple of timeouts at the beginning of the game to really get the Lady Dogs focused, and maybe they need that again right now.
Yeah. Sometimes at halftime, you got a big lead. It's hard to keep that intensity and concentration, you know, when you come back out.
Walden on the inside draws the foul. Audrey Robinson called for the personal. 5:49 mark of this third quarter as we've got Baylor Walden at the line shooting. Walden on the season, a 64% free throw shooter. Hits that first one. Averaging 5.8 points per contest. Four rebounds a game. Hits both of those. She's been really good from the free throw line in the last couple of ball games.
She gets as big as that Gordon the other night.
Yeah.
About six, I think, are in the last in the end.
5:44 mark of the third. Audrey Robinson, her pass to Summers, taken away by Lacey Wicks. Wicks going to have a wide open layup coming. Lays it in there. Long inbound pass to Johnson. Johnson with it, working against Garrison into the paint. Shot up. Becker Walden called for the foul. First one's away and good by J.D. Johnson. Of course, boys action coming up after this one. A rematch from December 21st. Coach Edwards' team won that one 59-43. So a 16-point difference the last time the teams met. South Pittsburgh ladies were supposed to make the trip that day and just decided not to. Think the coach just said, no, we're not coming.
I said, well, you give me a forfeit then. That's what that said.
So, yeah, well, that would have put Clay Kane's ladies at 8-11 rather than 7-11 on the season. Claire Candle with it right side. Inside now to Jenna Thompson. Down on the block to Brown. Kaylee kicks it back out to Smith. Natalie to Ella. Ella firing the three. Yeah.
Tough.
Ella with her second triple of the contest. He's just a very well-rounded player as we see Smith end up with a steal. Misses a layup, though. It's going to be K.J. Johnson across the timeline as a foul's call against Natalie Smith for the push. He's putting together a strong year for this Clay County team. And just getting stronger, more confident all the time. On the average night, hitting 1.5 threes through the first 19 games of the year here. 72% free throw shooter. Averaging 12 points a contest, 3 rebounds a contest, 2 assists, over a steal a game, and this has really took on that role, I think, Cooper Sims, that he has being the veteran player on the team.
I agree with you. I think she's, most nights, you know, she's our probably most valuable player. Shoots a 3 good, hits her foul shots pretty well, handles it, you know, does it all. And she should. She, you know, she started last year. And she's got playing time. Even as a freshman, she got some playing time. I had never seen her play since she got in high school, but I saw pretty quick. You know, she was going to make a pretty good player.
Of course, we talk all the time, very frequently on the during the boys' broadcast about her brother Cole, twin brother, and such the hard worker he is. And you could say those same things about her. She puts in a lot of time in the gym as well, working on stuff like that. And you don't see somebody grow and get better just by accident. They're doing things behind the scenes to make those improvements.
That's true.
Natalie Smith with it. Thomas, I missed a little bit of scoring there, I think. Maybe a free throw.
Kaylee Brown went to the line, but she missed both of them.
Going to see Jenna Thompson going to the line now. She just fouled pretty hard from behind by Audrey Robinson, who perhaps feels the frustration of Clay County. Leading over South Pitt, 50-24 at the moment, halfway through this third quarter. First one's away and good by Jenna. Jenna, 7 of 12 free throws hit coming into this contest. 58% free throw shooter on the year. Jenna averaging about a quarter a game. Played right at 9 minutes on average during her sophomore campaign.
Good defender.
And that's what you see, Coach Walker swapping her offense for defense a lot of times. And you know, she's played the role well.
She has. And it takes them all. You know, for a long time, that was Lacey Weeks' role. She'd check in as underclassmen, play that defense like you see Jenna Thompson doing. And her role has grown as Wicks has over the years. Claire Kendall with it here on the rebound. Nice job by her. Gets to E. Zella drives the left side and gets to Smith. Smith, baseline drive all the way to the hoop. Rolls around and scores. J.D. Johnson with it. Gets to Summers. Summers across the timeline for South Pittsburgh. She's going to be fouled by Katie Brown. On the floor for Clay County. Oh, offensive foul.
They call a charge.
Okay, charge. We'll take it. I wasn't paying close attention. Perhaps Brown was set up good. I didn't really think she was,
but that's the first thing he did. He put his hand behind his head, give the charge call.
30-point the differential here. 54-24. Thompson to Brown outside to Kendall, cross court to East. Ella to the block. She's fouled. They're going to get Jaylee Johnson.
We're already in shooting two shots.
Baker Walden checking back in. Helen Garrison going to be checking in for Eads. She waits for her to shoot the free throws. I'm not sure what all was being explained there.
I don't know what's going on.
Leads at the line, shooting two. First one's away. No good.
Oh, well.
Second one coming now. In there. 3:21 mark of the third. Each checks out. Helen Garrison checks in. Rounding out the lineup with Garrison, we've got Jenna Thompson, Clark Kendall, Baylor Walden, and Kaylee Brown. Two sophomores and three juniors for Coach Walker. Of course, we mentioned Coach Meadows a lot with his stats. Also have assistant coaches Tyrus West and Jermaine McElbain down there. They do a lot of work behind the scenes that a lot of folks don't know about. So we appreciate them. Of course, Tyrus, he spent a lot of time in the gym this fall taking care of the 5th and 6th grade boys team at Hermit Springs along with the junior high boys team over there as well.
Same thing for Coach McElwain.
Yeah.
He stays busy too, doesn't he?
Oh, he's all the time doing something. He's working there at Clay County High School. And,
he coaches about four teams, don't he?
Coaches a lot.
Cross country, junior high girls, helps with both the high school teams.
Has a son that plays for Prescott Middle School basketball. I noticed that I think his name's Jackson, maybe, McElbain. He's going to be in that all-star game over there.
I saw it on Facebook the other day.
Garrison firing the three. Rebound Thompson, put back. No good. Rebound Jaylee Johnson. Of course, we saw Garrison getting that groove during the second quarter. Hit three threes in the second. Had another one in the first quarter, so four three-pointers made in the first half by Garrison. That was her first attempt here in the third quarter. 2:25 left in the third, 55-24. 31-point lead for the Black, Purple, and Gold ladies. Walden, right wing. Backs out. Toes to Brown. Baseline look. Back to Walden. Pulling the trigger on a three. Yeah, ooh, yeah. Baker hitting it there. Walden on the season had hit seven other three-pointers coming into this one. It's her eighth make of the year. KJ Johnson deciding she's going to go score. Don't do it, but she's fouled, so she'll go to the line to shoot two.
She's going to the hole that time.
Yeah.
She didn't get her gun in her way.
Just decided to go for it. A little too strong off the back of the iron for Johnson on the free throw. Hits the second. 25 now for South Pitt, Thomas. I'm sure you've got something to share. You're awful quiet over there today.
Yeah, it's been one of those games, guys. This one's been over for a long, long time. But I think if anything, it's the outside shooting of Clay County, hun. They've hit a total of, I'm going to have to add them up, three, seven, you're looking at nine threes in this ball game. If anything, making the trip to South Pittsburgh, that's good in the coach to get your groove going.
That's really
from the
good.
Outside.
Because we've been a little off from behind.
Well, no doubt.
Well, they have got a little size, and, you know, it's hard to get it low down there. We've done a better job this second half, putting Jenna on the high post, giving it to her, then let her kick out. We've been getting some really good looks.
on the floor right now for Clay County. Got Baylor Walden, who's at line to shoot two. She's joined by Kaylee Brown, Jenna Thompson, Haley Garrison, and Claire Kendall. Minute 26 left in this third quarter, as you can see if you're watching the video feed on Facebook, 59-25. Appreciate you guys tuning in on this Saturday afternoon. Eighth-year common. Clay County Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network. It just continues to grow, and we appreciate our sponsors and our listeners. It's growing because of you guys and the student athletes at Clay County High School. It's been a pleasure to cover them during this time. Thomas, we've been pretty fortunate throughout those 8 years during football and basketball. Don't know that we've called a bad season for any squad yet. Just been had some really good teams to get to highlight. And that's what it's all about, highlighting these young men and women.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, strong tradition here in Clay County in any sport, really. And that's been the case for the last decade for sure.
Claire Kendall knocking down another one, her second three-pointer. Of course, you guys expanded last spring, started covering some baseball and softball. And this fall, picked up Coach James Chambers and the Lady Dog Volleyball back in October. I think you guys called maybe five of those contests, and I enjoyed tuning in and listening to those. So I know everybody else is appreciative of that expansion of the coverage as well.
Yeah, and those are three really good teams we've got going too. Really excited about spring sports for both teams. Coach Devin Brown and that baseball team, and, of course, Coach Homer Daly and Baylor Walden and a lot of these other ladies we're really looking forward to watch on the softball diamond.
Yeah, that softball, that group of softball players, they're being joined by a couple talented freshmen, Annalise Daly and Riley Baxter in particular that I know of that put a lot of time and effort into that sport. And James Baxter, who's been helping with not only the high school but the junior high program some. They're really looking for some big things out of softball these next couple of years, and I certainly hope we see it. Don't you, Coach Sims? A lot of talent out there on the diamond.
I really hadn't seen them a lot, but I've heard about them over the years. They do a lot of playing in the summers with this Twisted Sister team. And,
yeah.
They put in a lot of weekends traveling here and there and everywhere. A lot of dedication from the coaches and the players. So maybe it'll carry over into our high school team here.
Hopefully so. Jump ball call, 9.3 seconds left. Of course, the thing, you know, we talk about it all the time, for things to line up and to do big stuff, you got to have a lot of things happen. You've got to be good yourself. Sometimes your competition's got to be down. The region alignment, who's in your conference needs to work out good for you, and a lot of different things, and hopefully that'll all come to fruition for the spring sports. End of three here at South Pittsburgh High School, 63-25. Clay County has been in front throughout. Now, South Pitt did lead 2-0 early, but since then, it's been all Lady Dogs.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to South Pittsburgh. Tennessee girls action. Clay County leads South Pittsburgh 63-25. Headed into the fourth quarter, and here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Clay County has four in the double figures. Ella Eads with 11. Baylor Walden has 10. Natalie Smith, 10. And Halen Garrison leading the way with 14. Clark Kendall also has 7. Lacey Wicks, 6. Jenna Thompson, 4. And Kalia Crawford has 2 for the Lady Dogs. For South Pittsburgh, they're being led by 8 points from Audrey Robinson and 8 from Ari Robinson. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
New lineup for Clay County here starting this fourth quarter. Freshman Brooklyn Scott, Lila Burville, Kalia Crawford, and Haley Roberts, all joined by sophomore Emmy Carr. Audrey Robinson on the inbound, puts it on the floor, scores off left side. Good opportunity for these Clay County reserves to play the full quarter. It probably will tick quickly. Likely a Mercer running clock, but either way, a long, uninterrupted time for them to get out here and play.
Yeah, and they're getting to do it against many of the South Fitz starters here, so good competition for this junior varsity squad.
Absolutely. Of course, they won their JV contest at Gordonsville the other night, as did the boys. And talented group of young ladies here. Nice to see them with opportunity. Amy Carr firing the three, nearly went in. Rebound by Ari Robinson. Outlet pass to Cadence Farrell. Farrell comes the other way. Her shot no good. They call Lila Burble, though, for the foul. Just looking at some of the scoring for the ladies on the floor. Clea Crawford has 23 points on the season. Brooklyn Scott, 41. Lila Burble has scored 9 this year. Haley Roberts has added 6. And Amy Carr has added 3. So hopefully those numbers can grow here during this fourth quarter. It will go fast, though. 5:55 left. Crawford to Roberts. Roberts in the corner, dribbles to the elbow, and a foul call.
Ari probably going to be expired here, her fifth.
Checking out with her 5. She does expire. Hard-fought contest for the leader of these Lady Pirates. Scott on the inbound. Swings to Crawford. Back to Burble. Corner 3. Shots up.
Good.
Shot.
Inbound play drew up to perfection there. Lila Burble knocking it down from the corner.
Cool.
And a turnover by South Pitt. Burble on the season was 0-4 on prior three-point attempts, so her first triple of her career right there. First of many, we hope. Amy Carr tries to answer. Can't do so. Friendly fire between Haley Roberts and Clea Crawford. Fortunately, both players okay.
Yeah.
South Pitt going to have the basketball here. 4:45 left. K.J. Johnson dribbles across the timeline, nearly goes out of bounds with it. Tries to throw it off of Clea Crawford, but a timeout taken by head coach Beth Webb. We'll take it with him. Clay County in front by a bunch.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County girls, 66, South Pittsburgh, 27. About a little over 4 minutes left in this one, Daniel. Been running the clock for a while.
Yeah, they have. And on the 4-4 Clay County, we've got Haley Roberts, Brooklyn Scott, Clea Crawford, Lila Burble, and Amy Carr. Clay County going to move to 9-11 on the year. Actually, 8-11, I'm sorry. Brooklyn Scott on the inside misses that shot. Yeah, ran through those 11 losses a little bit earlier in the broadcast, and you know, the real record that matters, 3-2 in the conference is the record we're looking at right now. And we have been through the first round of matchups there. Of course, ended up sweeping the Red Lady Dogs with that win last night at home over at Bowling Springs. Was that Lila Burble?
I think it was Crawford.
Crawford, Clea Crawford adds the bucket. So three conference matchups left in the regular season. Pickett County, Clark Range, and Gordonsville. Take away by Clea Crawford. Give her another bucket.
Well, the Gordonsville game's the one that we really need to win, because if we lose to them, then we're to lose to Clark Range and Pickett. We may have to play in the play-in game, and we don't really want to do that.
That's right.
Even though we, I think, beat Red Ballin', but.
Well, you know, you said, you talk about an opponent that late in the third quarter last night, it was 31-25.
Right. Five-point game.
Yeah, we don't want to be in a game with our life on the line with Red Ballin'. Well, with anybody for that matter, but, that district quarterfinal, something you want to avoid.
And if you ended up in that game and won it, then you're in the bracket with Pickett, you know.
Pass inside to Scott is taken away by Robinson. Audrey Robinson heads the other way. Puts on the brakes before crossing the timeline. Now spins her way over it. Back inside to Robinson. Went coast to coast, but they say she traveled. I'd have given it to her. I wouldn't have called it on her.
Yeah.
Running clock, 70-27. Give the girl the bucket.
I've
seen worse. That was a pretty nice move, really.
Yeah, it was. One of them girls did a couple of spins earlier down there. It looked pretty good.
I think it's the same player, Audrey Robinson.
Yeah. Yeah, her and Ari both, the sisters, both of them pretty good skill set. Minute 45 left in this one. South Pitt going to have the basketball here. 70-27, Robinson on them, man. She'll go to the line to shoot, too. Only the third ever meeting with South Pittsburgh. Played them in 2018 and 2021. During those years when Clay County was aligned in District 6, South Pitt was in District 5, so we came together for Region 3. They came to us for some satellite quarterfinal games.
I didn't know if we'd ever played them or not. I couldn't remember it. But.
That's the only other two times. Of course, it's back to what we call normal. We are District 7 now, and they are District 6, so we are Region 4. They're Region 3, so a potential sub-state matchup. Typically, it's been Van Buren County and Whipple coming out of Region 3.
Yeah. If this must be Whipple, it'll be somebody else this time, probably.
Well, that's the truth, because, according to Coach T, South Pitt beat Whipple 49-44.
Coach Zinson, he retired, quit, whatever you want to say. He's not coaching anymore. The guy's been there for the last 20 years, whatever.
Lila Burble knocks it down. Clea Crawford picks it up and scores. Crawford having a big fourth quarter. I think 6 points for her in the fourth. 20 seconds and ticking in this one. Another takeaway. Crawford again going for it. Give her another layup. Kalia Crawford putting on the clinic here. 74-29. And if I were South Pitt, I might just sit and hold it here to prevent Crawford from getting another takeaway. Instead, they go for the bucket and they get it. Jerry Johnson. Buzzer sounds. This one goes final. 74-31, Lady Dogs roll here at South Pittsburgh to move to 8-11 on the season. Boys action coming up.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139. Or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161. For both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to South Pittsburgh High School. Time for the Eagle Panels, the Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up, where we discuss this Lady Dog win that we just saw. Not a whole lot to discuss other than a lot of Clay County. South Pittsburgh did have an early 2-0 lead, but after that, Coach Sims, Coach Walker's squad just took over.
Yeah, we didn't think going in they'd be able to handle pressure much, and they didn't. You know, we didn't take it away from them too awful much in the full court, but in the half court, he trapped the whole time, had two on the ball. Man, they threw it everywhere, you know, out of bounds to us. We got some layups. And, well, we shot the ball good, you know, when we had to set up, hit like 9 or 10 threes,
yeah.
Or 10 or 11. That's a pretty good night for us, for anybody. Pretty solid game against a team that you kind of had outmanned a little.
10-3 pointers. Now, is that something, some things are more about your opponent and the lack of competition. Some things are translatable to other games, and that's something maybe that the confidence level at least can translate to Tuesday night's game with Pickett County off of such a good shooting game, you know.
I mean, I don't know if it matters who you're playing. If you're shooting the ball out on the floor, you know, if it's a good team or a bad team, you just got to concentrate and put it in the hole. And a lot of times it's harder to shoot in a game like this than it is a, you know, more intense game,
right.
It seems to me like. Cause,
you got more time to think about it anyway.
Yeah, and like I said, at halftime we're up 25, you know, it's hard to keep your concentration and intensity when you come out the second half. But I thought the first minute or two we was kind of, you know, not there, but, you know, we played pretty good. Of course, he played the little ones the last quarter, but I thought everybody played pretty well the second half overall.
Pretty good. Scoring for South Pittsburgh looks like Karma Summers ended up with 2 points. Saw 2 points from Aubrey Higgins. Jaylee Johnson added 6. KJ Johnson 1. Ari Robinson had 8. And Andre Robinson ended up with 12. So Audrey and Ari Robinson combined in 420 points. All of those pretty much coming from the low post.
Yeah, they didn't shoot the ball too good. Didn't shoot it a whole lot out in the floor. So we took it away from them most of the time. But when they did get it inside, we had a hard time guarding them because they were so big.
Several scores for Clay County. Lila Burble added a triple on the inbound play. She had 3. Jenna Thompson finished the game with 4 points. Saw freshman Kalia Crawford have perhaps a career high of 10. Moving on into the older girls, Lacey Wicks had 6, Ella Eads 11, Baylor Walden 10, Kirk Kendall 7, Natalie Smith 10, and then leading Clay County in scoring behind those 4 made three-pointers was Halen Garrison, who also had one from left block, ended up with 14 points. So good spread for Clay County.
It was. That good balance, and like we talked about, it's good to see Halen, you know, hit some shots because we could really, you know, use her filling it up against Pickett and Clark Range and, you know, some of those better teams.
Well, Coach Sims, we, as always, appreciate you. And like we said, Tuesday night, in Joe Sims' gym, going to be Pickett County. I know we'll be on hand to call that one. Going to be a good one, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully it will. See y'all then.
Folks, that has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermann Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your need.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermann Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Aslock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invite you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Company Exteriors Boys 7A update. Only two games last night. Clay County beat Redbone Springs 76-18. And the other one, Doug got this score this morning. I couldn't find it on Coach T. He sent a message, said, did you know Clark Range beat Gordonsville by double digits? I said, no, that's a good score. Then you came through, Doug, with a score 53-32, a 21-point beatdown of the Gordonsville Tigers by the Clark Range Buffaloes in boys action.
That was the surprise. Them beating up double digits didn't really surprise me, but the big double digits, I thought, you know, when I heard double digits, it'd be 12 points, something like that. But now Clark Range was one of the toughest places to play.
Yeah.
We've got the district, so.
And we saw a good boys team at Joe Sims Gym the other night. We bragged on them throughout the broadcast on how hard they played and some nice pieces. So this boys conference all kind of shaken up after that a little bit. We'll talk about those standings in a minute. Today's action, 12-4 Clay County right here at 5-5 South Pittsburgh. Big one here, non-conference, 13-5 Pickett at 16-5 Stone Memorial. Stone, one of the teams that had beaten Burgetown this year.
Yeah, that'll be a nice matchup right there. Both those teams are very good teams, so it'll be a good one.
And on Monday night, the red-hot Clark Range Buffaloes go stampeding down off the plateau to Carthage to take on the 9-12 Smith County Owls. So it could be Carthage strings together some wins. They're not Carthage, but Clark Range, rather, strings together some wins and gets on a roll.
That Clark Range bunch is dangerous, so they could.
Yeah, if they get to believe in, you know, there's some youthfulness on that team. So pretty good bunch. Current District 7A standings, Pickett County 4-0 atop the heap. You got Gordonsville and Clay, both 3-2, tied for second. Actually, I guess Gordonsville technically has the tiebreaker on us if it came to that with the head-to-head. Clark Range sits third at 2-3 in league play, and then Redbone Springs fifth place at 0-5. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Crumlin Exteriors, offering windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are other folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Time now for the full coverage final word brought to us by Ashog and Strong Insurance. Doug, a rematch here from December the 21st. Last time out, Clay County 59, South Pitt 43. The Pirates, though, bound to be improved at this point, even though I think they've lost a couple of starters since that time. What's the thoughts on today?
Well, you know, coming into that game, first time they've played two games, coming out of football, kind of like we were. They're athletic. They're big. We've got to control the boards again. We've done that real well at Salina's first matchup. That'll be a key tonight because, like I said, they're long, athletic, so we're going to keep them off the glass.
Yeah, it was even last time, South Pitt 34, us 30, so essentially a non-factor on the boards there. So that has been the full coverage final word brought to us by Strong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. He's got Clay County covered. No starting lineups announced on the PA here. I'll go ahead and do it now as this game gets underway. It's brought to us by Gone Country Cafe. Starting lineups for South Pittsburgh. I see Alex Phillips out there, the junior, joined by who I think, Deion Cooper, the sophomore, so maybe he has not transferred out. A senior, Walker Thomas, joins them. Also, Davion Robinson. Thomas, you keep an eye on the scoring, and I'll run through these lineups. Starting for Clay County, those original five starters we've seen all year, co-leads Lance Burchett, Nolan Adams, Nate Adams, and Hayden Adams. Starting lineups have been brought to us by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest, with breakfast all day, weekday specials to 2 p.m. New extended hours on Monday nights and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Doug, who had that Clay County bucket?
Lance had a three right there, then Stoling got it back, got it blocked, then a foul with Nolan going after it.
Okay. Thomas, that pirate bucket came from number four, I think it was.
I got zero, Calvin Blair.
Oh, okay.
With the bucket.
Blair with it over on left wall, cooking for more points here. He's going to reset things at the top of the key. 7:15 mark first quarter as they go down low. That ball picked up by Nolan Adams. Double across the timeline. Full head of steam. Euro step to the hoop, shot up, no good, but a foul call.
That's a good sign right there, Nolan being aggressive early.
Yeah, that, you know, we saw him at Gordonsville the other night have a huge night, 20-plus points in scoring, and just kind of carried us throughout, honestly, in that one.
Well, we're starting to feed off that real well now, too. His plays really generating the other guys to motivate a little different.
Nolan hits that first free throw and the second, and just hitting that groove early in this one. Nolan averaging 9.5 points a contest this season, 61% free throw shooter. Becoming a lot more consistent is for his scoring as this season's progressed. It's kind of streaky there at the start of the year, and now you can kind of count on it every night.
Yeah, he coming off the games where he had to miss, had to sit out, he's come out with a different look. You know, he's sometimes just sitting there and seeing the game not playing, changing a little, and it's changed him. He's come out a lot different player.
I agree. Pirates with it, and Blair out wing works against Nolan. Nolan too quick for him, cuts off the baseline. Back in the hands of Phillips on the side over there, and now to Cooper out top. Posted up down low is big Walker Thomas. We talked about him pregame, Thomas Weaver, and Walker Thomas is a good-looking prospect in there, and I'd feed it to him every time if I could. Yeah, Hank Adams has got plans otherwise, though.
Yeah, no doubt. He's the leading scorer for the Pirates the last time out with 13, but back-to-back threes from Lance Burgett.
Lance Burgett, talk about somebody who came out looking sharp, Doug. He's looking at it as well. Nate Adams to the hoop, assist from Brother Nolan. Just like that, 10-2, Clay County. Just smothering the Pirates here in these opening minutes of the contest. Last time they met at the end of the first quarter, it was 19-12. So Clay County had a big quarter, but South Pitt was able to maintain scoring with them. Right now, 10-2, 5:34 mark of the first. I see Glenn Blevins with a Facebook comment, question rather, of are these the same announcers that do football? And two of us are. Two out of the three are, Mr. Blevins. Nice move inside by Walker Thomas as he adds the bucket from right block. 10-4, the score.
You know, if he gets going, that'll be a tough matchup for us.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure. Woo, deep three. Was that Lance again?
Lance again.
Three three-pointers for Lance Burchett in this opening quarter. Looking sharp. First time that Clay County High School has ever participated in an athletic contest in this gym, a fine facility. We knew how good the facility was across the street at Bean Stadium. Unfortunately, we'd lost several contests over there over the years. But, Doug, a really, really nice single-A gym right here.
Oh, it is. It's nice. This place could be real loud if it had a big packed crowd in it, because it's sitting in a hole, kind of.
13-4, Thomas the score early, and Lance Burgess, 9 points during this first quarter off in three-pointers.
Yeah, just playing really well, Lance Burgett is, and we know how when he gets hot, he can really make a difference for the Dogs.
Nate Adams now firing a three, no good off the back of the iron, rebound Blair. Mm-hmm. Calvin Blair, I've got him listed as a freshman, bounce pass ahead to number four. That's Kevion Robinson, the senior. Robinson puts it in from right block. Halfway through this first quarter, 13-6 now. Clay County in front, wearing those gold travel jerseys today. Black numerals on them. Clay County working at the hoop to our left. During this first quarter, South Pitt wearing the white home jerseys, orange numerals on those trimmed in black. They work at the hoop to our right. Coach Edwards leading this program 25th season overall. 550 wins to 222 losses during his state champion 25-year career here at Clay County High School. Melvin Adams has the shot affected by Walker Thomas, I believe it was. Just didn't have enough gumption behind it to get to the rim. I think it was partially deflected.
Yeah, I got a little hand on that.
Another bucket by Kevion Robinson in the paint, just like that, back to a 5-point game, 13-8, so South Pitt has drawn it back close. Burchett drives to the left block, dishes over to Hayden Adams, and he finishes. Good vision there by Lance to know that Hayden was wide open on the right side. Deion Cooper across the timeline, gives to Walker Thomas, he's to the rack, misses the shot, rebound Nolan Adams, full head of steam, the junior, Nolan across the timeline, has it taken away from behind. Cole Eads picks up the loose ball, though, and fires the three. In and out, no good. Rebound Robinson.
Good pace right now. Both teams pushing the ball.
Calvin Blair running the half-court offense for the Pirates. Cross-court Alex Phillips, and he kicks over to another Pirate. That was Robinson, whose three-pointer was no good. Clay County, the rebound in the other direction. Nate Adams missing on the inside drive on the baseline. Rebound Pirates. Blair kicks to Phillips, a little wide of the mark, out of bounds. 2:38 mark of this first quarter, 15-8 the score. Clay County with the advantage. Last time these teams met, Clay County had only 2 3-pointers made in the contest. Already more than that in this one. South Pittsburgh had 5 triples in that contest. Inside to Nate. Nice little play. Coach Edwards up directing the traffic on that one from over in front of the bench and got what he wanted, Doug. Nate Adams on the block.
Yeah, that's a good bucket for Nate. He got 2 or 3 to the rim and got bumped a little and didn't finish him. So he's running a set there just to give him a little confidence, get him going. So that's a big bucket.
15-8 now with Nate's make, and he's at the line trying to complete the three-point play. .220 mark here as Mr. Blevins accuses us of being one-sided, and we proudly are. We will brag on the opponents as Dayon Cooper makes a nice triple, but we are the heart and soul of Clay County. That's who we broadcast for. We are not hired out as a neutral broadcast team. South Pitt answers with that Dayon Cooper triple, but Clay County, Doug, answered. Who had the bucket for us?
I didn't get too out of it. It was just quick, and I didn't see it.
The scoring picking up here. Kavion Robinson having a nice first quarter. Adds it from right block. 20-12. High scoring affair here. Kind of opposite of the girls' contest in the first quarter. Nolan Adams answers with a bucket of his own. 22-12. Both teams lighting it up here. Alex Phillips with it left wing. Down low to Walker Thomas. We lost him in the mix.
We did. Of course, Hayden had been guarding him. He's kind of come up on that one for some reason, so just kind of mixed him in the transition.
Minute 15 left in this first quarter. Nate Adams kicks it outside to Nolan. Nolan shot fake, steps to the side, now gives to Cole. Back to Lance. He fires the three. Misses it. Rebound Walker Thomas. Actually, Nate Adams comes up with it and scores from left block. 24 points now to 14.
Yeah, Hayden knocked that loose, and then Nate cleaned it up.
Under a minute to play here in this opening quarter. Good contest going between Clay County and South Pittsburgh. 24-14. Walter Blair working against Nolan Adams. Hands off to Dayon Cooper. Cooper, of course, the sophomore quarterback from football, the Mr. Football finalist. Blair baseline drive. Hands off to Robinson. Robinson left block. Now back to Blair in the corner. 30 seconds left in the opening quarter. South Pitt going to back it out. Head coach Cody Henniger now sends in his instructions. Inside to Walker Thomas against Cole Leeds. A mismatch here. Thomas with the advantage of the height. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Gets it off to Lance Burchett. 10 seconds left in this first quarter. Lance at right wing. Comes to the top of the key. Now the left side of the lane gives to Nate. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Walker Thomas. He gets it off to Blair. Blair's desperation shot, a little premature there. Went out of bounds prior to the buzzer. Now the buzzer sounds. 24-14, a good first quarter for both squads. Clay County with a 10-point lead after one.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County leads South Pittsburgh 24-14 here in the boy game. In the boys' game, and this is your lady dog or your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County,
being led by both Nate Adams and Lance Burchett with 9 apiece in the first quarter. Nolan Adams has 4 and Hayden Adams 2 for Clay County's 24. Calvin Blair, Deion Cooper, both with 2. Walker Thomas has 4 and Kavion Robinson 6 for the Pirates, who trail Clay County 24-14 headed into the second quarter. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
Dogs with it to start this quarter. Nolan Adams pulling the trigger on a 3, top of the key, nailed it.
Good phases there. South Pitt come out and opened up with a 2-3 zone there. Clay County's good and patient, got a good open shot.
Now we see Hardrick check in for South Pitt, and he's one. I wouldn't let him leave a floor. I mean, I'd keep him on that low block along with Walker Thomas and run a 2-post set. J.R. Hardrick, one of the best athletes in the building, is a 3-pointer knocked down by Michael Patterson, who's checked in for the Pirates. 17 and ticking, second quarter, 27-17. Rematch of December the 21st when these teams met in Salina. Warner Melton, baseline drive, kicks the co-leads, 3-pointer, good. Cole loves that right wing over there.
He does, and just an excellent ball mover to get him standing over by himself.
Leading scorer for Clay County during the last meeting was Nate Adams, who had 24. Warner Melton was second with 13. In that contest, they were the only two dogs to enter double figures the last time the teams met. Warner Melton, reverse layup, working hard in the paint, gets the bucket.
Hey, that was a tough catch on that pass out there. Then he finished it. Good job by Warner.
6.5 minute mark, second quarter. 32-17, just like that. A 15-point lead and separation starting to grow for Clay County. Blair with it. Right wing works against Nolan Adams. South Pitt 5-5, according to Coach T. Don't know if that's a complete schedule for them. Hardrick with it at the free throw line. Hands off to Cooper. Cooper kicks it outside. 3-pointer good by Michael Patterson. His second make from distance in this quarter.
That's some good ball movement for South Pitt right there. Get an open shot.
12 points the difference. 32-20. Nolan out top. Stomps. Fires the 3. No good. Hardrick to rebound. Outlet pass to Blair. Blair with it. 1-on-1 against Nolan. A nice play by Calvin Blair. I don't even know how to describe it outside of highly athletic. Just shot fake and kept it, and then underhand layup, drew the foul. Did it all right.
Yeah, that was just a lot of good stuff for me right there.
Back to a 10-point game. A few moments ago, Thomas, 15 points to difference. Now to 10, and Blair shooting for a 3-point play to make it 9.
Yeah, quick 6-0 run for South Pittsburgh as he makes his free throw.
9 points the game, 32-23. 5:30 and ticking, second quarter. Good crowd on hand for Saturday afternoon basketball as South Pitt comes up with a takeaway. Cooper ahead to Patterson. His shot no good. Hardrick comes in. I'm going to call that dunk, throws it down. Doug, how does that work? And Coach Edwards now wants to timeout. Let's stay on there for a minute. 30-second timeout. Explain to me. Now, I know what Hardrick did, probably a legal thing. An offender can go up and throw it down. Can a defender go up and do that? Did he goaltending then or no?
Well, actually, offense, if it's in the cylinder, take the rim and just take it all the way to the ceiling. Anything inside that, they're not supposed to be able to touch it,
okay.
Offense or defense.
Yeah, that one was close.
That was
great.
Real close.
Great play by Hardrick right there, but it could have been offensive interference,
yeah,
basically.
It is close. And like I said, you don't see it a lot in high school basketball. You just don't see it.
We don't. Hardrick with his height and athleticism, maybe we'll just jump up there and tap it on in.
Yep.
32-25, 7 points the difference. South Pitt on a run here, so Coach Edwards trying to stop the bleeding, so to speak, even though his team does enjoy a 7-point lead. Burchett with it. Kicks to Melton. Melton back to Lance. Lance with it at the volleyball line.
You see the Pirates staying in this zone, Doug.
Lance with it. Kicks to Warner. Miscommunication between Warner and Cole. Ball goes out of bounds. And South Pitt takes back over, a chance to keep this run going. Coach Edwards now having to get near of his guys here, not happy with the last few minutes of game time.
Yeah, they've got a little sloppy last few possessions.
Yeah, and the Pirates are taking advantage with an 8-0 run.
Walker Thomas with it, shot faking a drive, kicks the Blair out top. Blair defended by Burchett. Lance cuts him away, denies access to the hoop. Now a takeaway, Nate Adams comes up with it here. Knocks it loose, gathers it, dishes across the paint for Hayden. Hayden wearing number 15 tonight instead of his typical 34. I don't think we have 34 in these gold jerseys.
Yeah, when they ordered, somehow the order got mixed up, so they're waiting on a 34 to get here. So
I don't know the rhyme or reason for when we bust out the golds, but I like them.
Well, we had golds several years ago. We still got them. And he just wanted to update them a little bit, so this is a new goal.
Okay. Halfway through this second quarter, 32-25. Deion Cooper with it, kicks in the corner to Thomas. Thomas defending by Cole Leeds. Now a drive, gets to the paint. 6-foot floater, no good. Hardrick Grebe, and he steps out of bounds. Hayden Adams doing a nice job of trying to box out Hardrick, but I tell you, that's a mismatch. Hardrick, Thomas, what did you say he was, around 6'6", perhaps?
He'd got to be at least that, if not closer to 7, Doug. I walked by him there between games just to try to see, and I'm definitely turning up to look at him.
Well, and both of them.
Yeah,
right there
Walker
with
Thomas
him
as well.
We always questioned why they didn't have them both out there at the same time earlier, and now they do. That's a tough matchup for us, both of them on the floor.
And neither one of them skinny bones. Both of them have some muscle to their frames and good-sized young men. Virtue with it out top, 3:40 mark here of this second quarter. Clay County looking to stop this Pirate run. Cole Leeds, three-pointer, left corner, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Back to Lance. Lance with it. Pulls the trigger. And his fourth three-pointer of the contest.
Hey, this is a good job for Clay County to keep it alive, get it, and find the open man.
Only the second ever meeting between these programs on the hardwood. Blair with it. Pulls the trigger at the top himself. No good. Rebound Nate Adams. And a foul going to be called against somebody. Going to go against Hardrick.
Yeah, Clay County got it back to 10 with that Lance Burchett three. He's got a cool dozen. Four threes for 12 points to lead Clay County, lead all scorers here in this ball game. But more importantly, it stopped that South Pittsburgh 8-0 run, guys.
On the floor for Clay County, Reese Adams, Warner Melton, Nate Adams, Cole Eads, and Lance Burchett. Warner Melton, 12-foot jump from baseline, no good. Goes out of bounds. South Pitt takes back over.
I believe we kept that. I believe it was out on South Pitt.
Okay.
So Cole pulled up. So I thought, well, we need to get that, but no, it's us right there.
Cole had a good view, knew it was going to be Clay County ball. Lance Burchett to inbound. Has trouble finding a man. Works it in, finding Reese Adams, who's at left corner. He gives off to Nate. Back to Lance. This perimeter stuff here, zone defense continues from South Pitt. Warner a rebound.
Oh.
Inside to Reese, knocked away by Walker Thomas, picked up by Blair. Blair, full head of steam, dishes across to Patterson, Michael Patterson, 8 points in this second quarter for him. He's come off the bench and really gave a spark to the Pirates. That's number 15, Michael Patterson. Nate Adams, jumper from the elbow, no good. 35-27, Clay County up by 8. Blair, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. 2:10 left in the quarter. Lance Burchett. Defensive foul called. I held my breath and waited. Didn't know which way they'd go.
Now, pretty good defense on that, but I thought he got under him just a little bit.
And Lance gets it to go. Going to the line to try to complete the three-point play, Daniel.
Yeah, every time they've made a little run, Lance has had a little run, you know.
Yeah, 6 straight for Burchett.
Blair getting instruction from Cody Henniger. 2 minutes left in the first half. 38-27, 11 points to the difference. Cooper with it, kicks over to a teammate. I don't have a number 3, or do I? Yeah, Von Cooper, Dayon's brother. Who had that bucket, Doug?
Nate.
Nate Adams adds it from left block there. 40-27, 13 points the difference. Vaughn Cooper works against Hayden Adams, right wing. Timeout taken by Coach Henniger. We'll do it with him. Minute 30 left in this second quarter. Clay County 40, South Pitt 27.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County 40, South Pitt 27, here about a minute to go in the first half.
Pitt with the ball. Clay County 12-4 on the year. South Pitt, according to Coach T, 5-5. I'd say that's not a complete schedule. Perhaps Mr. Blevins may have more information on that as far as an accurate record for South Pitt. Cooper to the hole, missed the shot. Rebound Hardrick, his putback good. Now the intentional foul call. Was it? Did I see that?
Nah, just excited because the bucket was good.
Yeah.
A great job by Hardrick. Warner Mountain, actually the rejection on the first attempt by J.R. Hardrick, and then the finish after that, but he can't complete the three-point play.
We're going to stay to our right here with South Pitt, 40-29. Hardrick missed that three-point play the old-fashioned way, but ball went out of bounds off Nate Adams, so the Pirates to inbound here. Blair, bounce pass into Walker Thomas. Thomas on the right block against Cole Leach. Shot up, no good. Rebound Lance Burchett. 45 seconds left in the first half.
Cole's done a good job on him.
Cole Leach's doing a good job at both ends here. As he knocks down the triple from left wing, he's got one from right now, one from left. Yeah, Cole has worked hard in the paint. Hayden's done a good job in there working with Hardrick and Walker Thomas, the two biggest players we've seen all year, including Big McCreary from Jackson County.
And those two, that's two tough matchups for us. We're doing a pretty decent job with them.
20 seconds left in this first half. Good contest here between Clay County and South Pitt. 43-29 currently the score. Blair with it. Drives the right side, kicks it outside to Patterson. Patterson now. His shot no good. Rebound Coley's 5 seconds left in the quarter. Lance Burchett with it. 3-2. Half court three at the buzzer. Ball short. First half ends. Bulldogs 43, Pirates 29 after the first 16 minutes.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point,
you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to South Pittsburgh, Tennessee for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County leads South Pittsburgh 43-29. They're up by 14 here at the break. And it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. For South Pitt, they're being led by Michael Patterson, who came in the second quarter and knocked down two threes. He's got 8 points here at halftime. J.R. Hardrick has four, Kabion Robertson six, Walker Thomas four, Deion Cooper two, and Calvin Blair four. Clay County jumped out to a 24-14 lead at the end of the first quarter. They were up by 10. South Pitt cut it to seven with about 5 minutes to play in the first half before Clay County got hot again and lead by 14. Lance Birch leading the way for Clay County. He's knocked down four threes in the first half. He's got a total of 15 points. Nate Adams also into double figures with 11. Cole Eat has six. Nolan Adams, seven. Hayden Adams, two. And Warner Melton, two for the Dogs, who lead the Pirates by 14, 43-29 here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Subway Trivia Challenge coming up next.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina.
Bacon Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on the Papa Grove Body Shop halftime show, minute and a half left before the start of the third quarter. We'll get in the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to us by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches at Subway, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question. The Lady Dogs today met South Pittsburgh in the 19th game of the season. In the 19th game of the 1988 season, second-year head coach Joe Sims led his Lady Dogs against Cumberland County, Kentucky. Salina High recorded their fourth victory of the year with the 56-50 win. What Lady Dog led all scorers with 28 points in that contest, which was half of her team's final tally? Once again, the Horizon Sports Network hotline is 931-397-9004. We'll read that one more time. The Lady Dogs today met South Pittsburgh in the 19th game of the season. In the 19th game of the 1988 season, second-year head coach Joe Sims led his Lady Dogs against Cumberland County, Kentucky. Salina High secured their fourth victory of the year with the 56-50 win. What Lady Dog led all scorers with 28 points that day, which was half of her team's final tally? If you think you know that answer, please send it in. Sam Daniels says Trisha Fox. She was on that squad, but incorrect. It was not her that day. I asked this one to Coach Sims earlier, and that's the first name he said as well. He said, well, it's easy. It's so easy. It's Trisha. And I said, no, it wasn't. So, try again there, Sam. Teams have switched ends of the court here. Oh, we've got a correct one. That's from Doug Strong, though. He can't win.
Sam helped me there, though. When he said Trisha, then I knew, when it wasn't her, I knew who it was then.
Got the timeline down.
Yeah.
Bucket for South Pittsburgh to open up the third quarter. Makes it 31-43. Clicking you up by 12. Nolan Adams with it, defended by Deion Cooper. Now Blair, he kicks it off to Burgett. Burgett pulls the trigger on a three. No good. Rebound inside. I think that was Kevion Robinson who pulled down that rebound. Taken away from the Pirates is the ball by Nolan Adams. Nolan the other way. Shot up. No good. Robinson the rebound. So stays 43-31. Phillips with it. Left wing. Gives the Blair out top. Sam also guessing Glenda Scott. Glenda, good guess. She would have been a young player on that team. And incorrect. Not Glenda. Another guess coming from Teresa Thompson. She says Crystal Davis. Davis, too young at the time. Lance Burgett opening another triple up here. His fifth of the contest.
He's actually got six. He had that and one the hard way.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Oh, we've got some correct answers coming in here. And it's Brooke Burchett, who's here in person, just a couple rows down below us, I think. And she ends up getting the win. Could have just turned around and told it to the table. She says Jody Hull. And that is 100% correct. 28 points for Jody Hull in that big win in Mr. Sims' second year. So congratulations to Miss Brooke. She'll be receiving a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a free sub certificate for a 6-inch Subway sandwich from Subway. And local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person online or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina.
Tia says that she's the one that told Brooke the answer.
Well, they may have to split the Subway.
That sandwich.
Teaming up the sisters-in-laws there. Tia Burchett Adams and Brooke Roberts Burchett combining for the win. Here we go, guys. So Lance still hot here. We saw that with the made three-pointer. Makes it a 13-point game, 46-33. Had another guess or so that came in, I think.
Tyler Edwards guessed the correct answer, Jody Hull, but it came in after Brooke, and then also Sam Daniels guessing Jen Arms, Daniel.
Another good guess. Well, Sam was all over that one. He certainly knew that team, even though he was a little younger. He probably went to a lot of those contests.
Well, that guess of Tricia, she's an all-time scorer for a long time, so that was a good guess. And like I said, when he guessed and it was wrong, I knew who it was.
Absolutely. So. 4:45 and ticking third quarter. Blair with it out top, defended by Lance Burchett. A bit of a slower attack now for the Pirates here in the half court. And Hardrick over on the bench, I don't understand that one. I'm not a basketball coach by any means. According to a lot of folks, not even a basketball announcer. But I can't understand not having Hardrick out there all the time.
That's a matchup we don't have a good matchup for.
Right.
So
Phillips with it out top, looking inside to Walker Thomas. He pulls the double team right now from Eads and Nate. Blair slowing it down. Still 13 points here. Halfway through this third quarter. Deion Cooper driving. Gets to the hoop and scores. That's a nice play as he went over a couple of dogs to do it.
Yeah, good strong move there. Nice finish.
46-35. Lance kicks to Nolan. Nolan to Nate. Nate to Cole. Cole to actually Hayden. Hayden shot from left block. No good. Rebound Robinson. Count Robinson to Blair. Blair over to Phillips. Phillips' three-pointer wide of the mark, no good. Rebounded put back by Kavion Robinson. Makes it a 9-point game, Doug. 46-37.
Yeah, quick 6-0 run from South Pittsburgh again. Got it back to single digits. First time they've had it there since midway through the second quarter.
Nate Adams adding the bucket from left block through contact. Nate on the season, of course, the leading scorer on this squad, averaging 18.3 points per contest. Right behind him, Lance Burchett with 11.4. They're the only two that are over that double-digit mark on average, but you got Cole Eads with 9.6, Nolan Adams with 9.5 right behind them.
Yeah. That's a good balance in your lineup there, four guys.
2:55 mark here. Thrown away ball by the Pirates. Robinson trying to go to Walker Thomas inside. Taken away by the Dogs. Cole Eads running the floor. Gets the bucket. Nice job there. Thomas, you were wanting a foul, but some inadvertent contact, I believe, from Kavion Robinson.
Yeah, both those players going to the floor, but the look to find Eads was even more special than the finish, I think.
Deion Cooper recollects the loose ball. You're right. It was a good assist. Blair adds it from left block. Makes it 50-39. So Doug, Clay County has maintained the lead throughout this thing, but South Pitt has refused to go away throughout this thing.
Yeah, they've made good runs, and that's a good thing. Clay County, when they've made a run, we've answered it. And that's what you want to see.
Baseline jumper by Nate, no good. Lance firing the three, no good. Rebound Walker Thomas kicks it out to Blair. Blair full head of steam across the timeline. Into the paint, Euro hopping, kicks outside to Phillips.
Mizzou's been real nice out here. Hayden's been guarding the guard pretty much his whole half, you know, and done a real good job. They've rolled cold to the big guy.
Blair with it, thinking about a three. Passes it off instead to Cooper, continuing this perimeter passing. Are the Pirates here?
Pretty sure we saw that in the first half, Doug, as Cole Leach has been matched up with Walker Thomas throughout.
Yeah, he has. Hayden went a couple of times, but not much. It's been Cole in there, and he's done a good job with him.
He's done a real good job for sure. Robinson, a nice little 8-foot jumper, and brings things off the glass. Minute 15 left in the third, 50-41. Coach Edwards wanting a timeout. We'll go ahead and take it with him. Minute 13 left in the third. Clay County up by 9.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. 9-point ball game. South Pittsburgh's cut Clay County's double-digit lead to 9 at 50-41. About a minute to go here in the third, Daniel.
Been a good one, Thomas. Glad to be here on hand for it. First ever meeting between these teams here in this gym. Only the second meeting ever in history on the hardwood. Warner Melton with a nice jump shot there, Doug, right in the middle of that zone. Pirates maintaining possession here. I missed it.
You know why we touched that, but they called it out on us. It looked like he kind of lost it without us touching it, but they get it back.
We've not seen Hardrick at all for the Pirates during this third quarter. Blair with it on the inbound, defending by Nolan Adams. If I'm correct, Blair only a freshman, a pretty mature player, 4 freshmen. Tavion Robinson, the senior, pulls down the rebound, gets it back to Phillips, the junior. Hayden Adams knocking it away from Phillips, and Hayden Adams always working hard, ran into the South Pitt coaches there even after that loose ball. 25 seconds left on the inbound here for the Pirates. Blair trying a hesitation move. Nolan has done a good job defending Blair throughout. Probably hadn't highlighted that enough. Blair's won a couple of those battles, but Nolan's done a good job keeping him in check. Walker Thomas, jump stop in the drive. No good off the front of the iron. Out of bounds off of the Pirates, they say.
You know, Cole's done a good job getting a body on him and moving him a little. That's pretty nice right there by Cole.
Yeah, it is, and you get the hands where they need him, and he's affected Thomas's shot. You know, he's holding him to 4 points so far in this ballgame. Who's the leading scorer for South Pittsburgh last time out with 13?
Lance Burchett kicks it into the corner. 3-pointer by Hayden Adams at the buzzer of the third. No good. 52-41, the score after 3. Clay County in front.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County leads South Pittsburgh by 11, 52 41 headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, leading the way, Lance Burchett, 18 points tonight. He's knocked down five threes. Nate Adams has a baker's dozen with 13. Cole Eats, 8. Nolan Adams, 7. Hayden Adams, 2. And Warner Melton has 4. For South Pittsburgh, Kavion Robinson into double figures to lead the Pirates with 10 points. Calvin Blair has 8. Deion Cooper, 6. Walker Thomas, 4. J.R. Hardrick, 4. And Michael Patterson, 8 for the Pirates. This dog story summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Beautiful assist. Lance Burchett inside to Nate Adams, who scored from right block. Makes a 13-point difference here, 54-41. Robinson with it, right wing, defended by Hayden Adams. Hayden now, as Robinson goes to the hole, gets called for the foul. Kind of a change of pace for Hayden to get drawn out into the floor there. Now, he's got the ability to do that, but night in, night out, we just don't see him having to go out and do that a lot.
Yeah, and that little more athletic guy on him than he had before, so you got to back up and give him a little space. Still not a bad job right there.
Right. 7:25 left in this one. Fourth quarter action. Back to a 10-point game. Clay County will jump up to, you know, the mid-teens there, maybe 15 at one point in time, Thomas, but South Pitt never comfortable letting it get more than that. They'll draw it back to single digits at times. Right now it's at 10. Cole leads, top of the key, gives to Lance Burchett. Burchett shot fake and drive, kicks out to Nolan. Nolan opened the game really hot, scoring in that first quarter. Kind of been quieter since that time as far as the points go. Hayden Adams rebound, kick out to Lance. Lance, spot up three, top of the key, yeah. That's 6 or 5 for him, from out there.
That's 6 of them, guys. Oh, 6 triples for Lance Burchett, 21 total points.
Hey, that's a heck of a play by Hayden to get that and then find him.
Yeah. Yeah, having the vision to see him out there open. 6:30 mark. Clay in front by 13. Deion Cooper out top. Gives to Walker Thomas. Pirates just running the weave out there. Robinson, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Nolan Adams. Nolan, long outlet pass to Hayden. Hayden with it on the block. Lets his teammates catch up. Lance with it. Pulls the trigger on another. No good. Hayden, another great save there. Gets it to Cole. Cole's fouled. Hayden Adams just doing a lot of stuff. You know, if we weren't talking about it, it won't show up on the stat sheet, but Hayden's really affecting this thing.
He is. Like I said, he's had to rotate out guard to guard. The last two possessions, he's kept alive and got us extra possessions.
Cole at the line to shoot two. First one's away. Good. Cole averaging 5 rebounds a game. Shooting right at 60% from the free throw line.
Big buggy there to stretch you back to 15.
South Pitt with the ball. Once again, Robinson drives. Kicks out to Walker Thomas. 3-ball. No good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Quickly, Nolan comes out there with it. Pass ahead to Cole Eats. Cole at the right block. Dribble. Shoots. Has it blocked from behind by Patterson. Now quickly the other way come the Pirates. And a foul against Nolan Adams. .550 left in this contest. Thinking he's led throughout, just like the last time these teams met. Biggest lead last time around was 22 points. Hadn't hardly stretched it out as much this time as we did back in December at Joe Sims Gym. Did have a 12-0 run back in December. I guess the biggest run of this contest probably belongs to South Pitt back in that second quarter when they pieced together around a, I don't know, was it 10-0 or something, Thomas?
Yeah, they cut it to a 7-point ball game with an 8-0 run midway of the second quarter. 15, the largest lead so far for the Dogs.
Lance with it out top. Kicks to Cole. Cole and Nate on the baseline. Back to Nolan. Cole going to fire 3 left side. No good. Scrum for the ball. Picked up by Patterson. Patterson's outlet pass to Blair. He's to the hoop and he scored. So back to 13 points. 59-46. Clay County playing their third game here in, I don't know, 5 days. I can't hardly do that math. Played Tuesday, Friday, and now today on Saturday. Nate Adams adds one from left block.
I feel a little confused. Their ladies trying to change defense. They just didn't pick everybody up.
Doug, big rematch Tuesday in Salina with the Pickett County Bobcats. Of course, we know how bad a showing Clay County had up at Burgstown is Nolan Adams has a steal and a beautiful layup there. Well defended by, I think, Blair, who was trailing from behind, but Nolan quicker on the first step. Blair misses his shot. Rebound, Cole leads. Yeah, definitely looking forward to that one. And, hey, just, you know, just from a fan's perspective, I just want to see us compete because it wasn't even competitive last time.
Well, and I think you'll see a different Clay County team now, whether we can beat that bunch or not, who knows. But if we play well, we've got a shot.
Absolutely.
Sure, we got to play well.
Absolutely. Tough to go on the road in this league. We know that. District 7 proves tough, and that was proven last night with Gordons. We're going to Clark Range and losing. You know, Clark Range comes to us, we beat them by around 13. We go to Gordons, we'll lose by around 13.
Yeah.
And then Gordons will goes to Clark Range and gets beat by 21.
Yeah.
So the consistency there, the home team winning each contest.
And you expect your home team to be good at home, and they have been this year.
Burchett shooting for his seventh. Give it to him. Lance Burchett really feeling it here.
It's a nice night by Lance. Of course, good job of the other players finding him when he's down out there open.
I'm not sure what our single game, I think it's eight. Eight made three-pointers. Dylan Birdwell did it against Friendship Christian. His senior year, Trent Bowles also has hit eight. Woodcock would regularly hit a bunch. But full substitutes here for South Pitt going to the bench. And I tell you what, one of these situations here, where guys, where we can't sub because you've got Mr. J.R. Hardrick out there. We can't put in
he's going to come with
him. Well, that'd be cautious. It's only 3 minutes, but we're sitting here to 20-point difference. Have to be cautious here. We know that. And now subs coming on for Clay County. So coming to the beach, these starters who've had a good out in here, hard-fought contest. On the floor now for Clay, we got Warner Melton, Juju Bella, Reese Adams, Isaiah Burnett, and Kaden Copeland. South Pitt pulling down the rebound.
Well, that wasn't a bad shot by Warner right there, but I want to be a little more patient right now. That's one thing Coach E's probably telling them. Let's be a little more patient because we can get that shot pretty much when we want it.
Melton with it out top. Swings to Burnett. Back to Melton. Deep three left side. No good. Rebound Isaiah Burnett, the freshman. Is fouled. And now Burnett to inbound. Dogs going to move to 13-4 on the season with this win here today. .551 of Coach Edwards' career. 2:25 left in this one. Warner Melton out top. Works left, goes right, shoots, and is fouled on the floor. Melton going, it's not on the floor. It's a shooting foul.
No, they're putting it out of bounds. I knew from the get-go he was saying it should have been a shooting foul. But he was standing on the floor all the whole way.
Melton and Adams checking out. Reese Adams, that is, on the floor now. Ramsey Hayes and Fletcher Strong have joined Kaden Copeland, Juju Bell, and Isaiah Burnett. Jake Copeland not making the trip today with the team, reportedly sick. Of course, last night he was in action against Dribble and Spring, so took ill overnight and hate to hear that. Ball worked in on the inbound to Strong. Has it left wing. Closely defended, and the pressure creates a turnover. Loses the handle. Was defended there by junior Khalil McCray. 2:10 and ticking. Fourth quarter action. South Pitt with it. shot up by Nikolai Burton, but he's fouled by Caden Copeland. So Burton in the line to shoot two. Only a handful of games remaining during this regular season. For the Dawgs, got Tuesday night Pickett, Friday Monterey, then next week at Clark Range, and Gordonsville at home. Then the following week, Jackson at home, and we finish up on the road at Jellicoe on Valentine's Day, Friday, February the 14th, according to the schedule I've got here. Burton misses on that second free throw, perhaps on both of them.
Hit the first.
Hardrick with the long rebound. And the Pirates hang on here. Of course, 6 days from now, on Friday, January 31st, whenever we host Monterey in Salina, we'll be inducted in the 15th class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Thomas and I had the privilege of going on the Clay County Corner the other day with Thomas Watson and discussing all five of those new inductees this year in the 15th class. Of course, that includes Rob Edwards, Casey Cooper, Ramford Watson, Polly Herman, and Brandon Boone, all in the new class. So a solid group there that will be inducted at halftime of the girls' game against Monterey. Now, there will be a reception held at 4:30 in the Clay County High School cafeteria. Folks, that's open to the public. We'd love for you to come out and celebrate that moment with the five newest members and their families. Doug, always a night each year that I look forward. I still remember 15 years ago that first class as they were introduced, and have enjoyed every year seeing the new group. Hardrick going to throw one down here potentially, decides to lay it in, and he misses it. Perhaps that's why we didn't see him as much earlier on, but I think maybe he's just out there going through the motions right now. Strong with it, bounce pass inside to Ramsey Hayes. Hayes going to be pushed. 44.8 seconds left here. Juju Villain inbound. Works it into Caden Copeland. Copeland passes to Strong. Strong back to Villa. Villa firing the three from the corner. Ooh, no good. Hardrick rebound. Pass ahead to Vaughn Cooper. Vaughn backs it out at right wing. 30 seconds left in the contest. Inside to Hardrick, who works against Hayes. Shot up good. 20 seconds left. Strong with it right wing. Throws it off the leg of McCray. Actually, that was Burton. Burnett works into Villa. Back to Burnett. Corner three by Isaiah. No good. Caden Copeland working for the rebound. Never gains possession, and the Pirates will have it to finish the contest here. Nikolai Burton across the timeline. As the second stick, long two-pointer, going to send this one to a final of Clay County 66, South Pittsburgh 51. 15 points the final difference. Clay County moves to 13-4 on the year. Pirates drop to 5-6.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Clay County's ladies and gentlemen coming in here tonight getting a pair of wins for the second time in less than 24 hours following up those Red Bone Springs wins last night. Clay County's boys now 13-4 on the year after beating the Pirates. We're going to do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Clay County gained control pretty early in this one as Lance Burchett came out hot, knocked down three of his 7 made three-pointers in this contest in the opening quarter. They went up by 10 at the end of the first, Doug, and then stretched it to 15 on a Lance Burchett 3 to open the second quarter. But here comes South Pittsburgh, ripped off an 8-0 run, got it to 7, but that's as close as they got throughout this game. They did cut it to single digits a couple times in the second half, but Clay County responded each time and pretty much cruised to this victory. Yeah.
And that's what you wanted to see, that, you know, two good solid teams here. And every time they made a run, we answered it very well tonight. And that's what you want. You know, right now, this time of year, wins are very important, no matter where they're at.
Yeah, and this is one of those games that Coach Evers likes to see on the schedule, I think. You get a very athletic, like you said, Daniel, you don't see many single-A teams or really teams in the Upper Cumberland that's got the height, length, and athleticism that South Pittsburgh does. So, this was kind of a strategic team to have on the schedule, and Clay County came in here and handled it well.
They did. It gives you a measuring stick, too. You know, if you're able to get to that sectional round, you're going to see somebody out of this region. And if nothing else, maybe an ally to trade some film with, you know, that you played already to try to scout somebody. So, yeah, I think it's a good opponent.
Yeah, Clay County, again, winning 66-51 by 16. But we see some individual performances here. Had two in the double figures, almost three. Michael Patterson had 8 points. Kavion Robinson, 13, and Calvin Blair, 10 for South Pittsburgh. So they've got some capable players for sure, Doug.
Yeah, we done a pretty good job shutting down their main guy.
I think so.
I thought Cole had an exceptional job because, like I said, they're a tough matchup. So they're a good team. We got a good win tonight.
Walker Thomas is who you're talking about, the 6'6". Inside-outside player. He was held to 4 points tonight by Eads' defense. Deion Cooper did have 6. Jarrah Hardrick finished with 6. And Nikolai Burton with 3 for South Pittsburgh. For Clay County, almost 4 into double figures. We had Nate Adams with 17. Cole Eads with 10. And, of course, Lance Burchett, the big night, with 24 points. Nolan Adams right there behind him with 9. Hayden Adams, 2. And Warner Melton, 4. So, Daniel, that's what we're looking for.
Certainly is. Just good balance scoring. Getting better as the season gets deeper on. Folks, that has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way. Structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Bog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee. They are simply a better way to build. Stay with us through one more set of ads. Here, one more promo. We're going to come back and announce the TDS top performers from the games.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show, going to wrap this thing up with the announcement of the TDS top performers from tonight's game, going back to that dominant girls' performance. Just got to go with sophomore shooting guard Halen Garrison, who got in the rhythm, something Coach Sims has been looking for. He's just made the comment. He said, man, we've got to get her back in rhythm, get her back in rhythm. And we saw that tonight. And I think part of the reason he's been wanting that so bad is that's such a difference maker. You know, if you can go from, you know, if everybody else plays the standard game they've been having, which is a good night, and then you go hailing from hitting 1-3, all of a sudden maybe she gives you 4 or 5, that's a huge difference. Big plays, big momentum swings, and that can help us beat a big opponent if we can get her hot like that. So that's a refreshing thing to see her really have her first big multi-3-point game since the Wartburg game at Herman back at Christmas.
Yeah, she knocked down 4 of them tonight, finished with a game high 14 for the Lady Dogs. And, you know, it's not just the threes going, Doug. When she gets that shot to fall, she plays with just a different level of confidence. We saw her start doing other things after the shot started falling.
Yeah, just like I said, you've just come to another level with those shot making. And with those shot making, it opens up a lot of things for other players. But now she did. When she started making the shots, everything picked up in her game. And that's good to see.
And we caught them in that 1-2-2 zone that they were running. And they were kind of asking for the outside shot to be taken. And, you know, fortunately, she was able to connect on those. Boys action, similar kind of theme there. And it's big shots tonight. Lance Burchett, senior point guard, 7 made three-pointers. You know, you talk about somebody that gets in a rhythm, he does. And he, more times than not, is in that rhythm. Just another great installment by him. I wish he wasn't a senior because I'd like to see many more years of Lance Burchett playing ball.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, game high 24 for him, 7 three-pointers, 1 shy of tying the Bulldog record there. And, Doug, you talk about him all the time. It's Lance Burchett's demeanor. When he pulls the trigger, he knows that thing's going in, and he's got the confidence to do it. And he plays the entire game with that same demeanor.
Yeah. Yeah, when he turns it loose, he expects it to go in. And that's just the good confidence in it. But, again, we said 10 million times, watch him. You wouldn't know if he's got a point or 100 points. He just goes out there and goes at it. And that's a quality player when they can do that. Not a lot of players can play that way.
Yeah, I think that's a big part. And that's, you see him averaging those 12 points per night. Of course, he almost doubled that tonight. But, you know, you can rely on his contribution night in, night out, for sure.
Yeah, maybe the most consistent player all the way around that we have on the team.
No doubt. Tonight's TDS top performers, Halen Garrison and Lance Burchett, proudly brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Nice Saturday road trip down here to South Pittsburgh. Hopefully all the Clay County faithful that made the trip will have a safe return home. Beautiful afternoon to drive. Glad we was able to do it. Glad for our sponsors and our listeners here on the Horizon Sports Network. Guys, Tuesday night, Joe Sims Gym, Pickett County, Lady Bobcats and Bobcats coming in. Brent Smith, Joseph Amonette, Jacob Amonette, Emmy Lowe, we know who they are. It's going to be a showdown.
Oh, yeah. Don't get no bigger than that one. So.
Yeah, it's something we've been looking forward to. Chance for, honestly, both Clay County teams to prove they belong against the Bobcat teams because they didn't look like it up in Birchtown. But this time, this one's in Joseph Gym in Salina. And, folks, we appreciate you watching and listening. But if you can, this is a game of the year so far.
Yep.
Come to Salina, Tennessee. Come out and support these teams. Let's pack Joseph's Gym and welcome Birchtown into Bulldog country.
Absolutely. They're going to travel good.
They are.
You know, I've never attended a game in Salina when we were out performed as far as the crowd goes.
Yeah.
We regularly do that on the road to other teams, but I don't want to see it happen Tuesday night. We need a good turnout for Clay Kenny.
Need everybody in the building.
That's right. That's right. Folks, we appreciate you. For Joe Sims, for Doug Strong and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong wishing y'all a good night.